We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's been a lot of fallout from the New York Times report about Russian military officials offering bounties to Taliban militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Denials. And let's talk about it a little bit with a former Green Beret, the director of the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Adicott. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your take on this report and what has come out of the Defense Department and the White House since the report came out?
Yeah, as often is the case with the New York Times, the truth is always in the rest of the story. And the rest of the story here is that this probably never occurred. We have the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, saying that the president and the vice president were never briefed on this issue because it was a low-level, you know, matter back in 2019. And if you've been to Afghanistan, that place is rife with rumors of all sorts of things, extremely outrageous. And, you know, we in the intelligence community try to track them down. The Pentagon has also said that there's no credible evidence whatsoever that the Russians are paying the Taliban to kill American soldiers. And so it is much ado about nothing. And if you put on your logic hat, it really doesn't make any sense. Remember, the Russians were driven out of Afghanistan. They have no desire to go back to Afghanistan. I guarantee you that. They do have their own geopolitical, you know, outlook on the world. And in many cases, they see themselves as an adversarial relationship to the United States. We do know that the Afghanis have made numerous contacts with Russia to discuss a whole variety of things in 2019 and even into this year. But the bottom line is, if you want to see the United States leave Afghanistan, which the Russians probably do, that's not the best way to go about it. The best way to go about it is to basically, you know, keep your powder dry. President Trump has a peace plan that he has developed with the Taliban. And by this time next year, if, you know, violence doesn't erupt across the country, we're going to be out of Afghanistan.
Now, you know, the New York Times, as you mentioned, has a history of this, but this is sometimes the slippery slope of a story that's dependent on solely on unnamed officials, right?
Yeah, we saw that during the, you know, I call it the Russia hoax because, you know, the attack against President Trump, the drumbeat that went on for 2 years, and every independent source that looked at these things, you know, said, no, there's nothing to it. And the New York Times and many other outlets, they had these, you know, unnamed sources, and then they would just say whatever they want to say. You know, I'm all for freedom of the press, but we need some responsibility when you, you know, issue reports and, you know, check your sources, double check the sources. I'm sure that there was a rumor at one time that Russia was doing this or that, the other thing. But it, you know, it was never corroborated by our intelligence communities. Therefore, you know, not every little thing that occurs in the world is brought up to the president unless you have some, you know, some hard and firm evidence that this is a true fact to present to the president, to brief the president.
We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Adicott. Colonel, can you please? You mentioned that Afghanistan is rampant place for rumors and innuendo. Can you just kind of expound in a little more detail about the landscape over there in terms of just how rumors and word all flies around?
Yeah, I mean, Afghanistan is not, you know, it's a nation that's really, you know, divided along numerous fault lines. You have basically the capital city, and outside the capital city, you've got tribal entities that control large areas of the land. And they can be bought and sold. They'll, you know, they'll go to this side, go to that side. They have their own personal interest at heart. And again, it's just, you know, that's what's characterized this conflict for the last 20 years. It's just rumors and starts and stops and shifting alliances, and Pakistan's involved. So it's a place where it's very hard to know who to believe or what to believe, as evidenced by the fact that we're training Afghani forces. And in many cases, we've seen this time and time again, people that you train will kill you. It's called blue-on-green violence, and it's called rather green-on-blue violence, and they will, you know, it's hard to know who to trust, who not to trust, and which rumor to follow and which rumor not to follow. It's a very tough environment for our soldiers to be in. And, you know, on a personal note, I support President Trump's desire to get us out of this conflict after almost 20 years, you know, with no real end in sight. And so I think many Americans probably do. But again, there are those that want us to stay longer for some other geopolitical reason. But we'll see what happens.
This report, obviously just citing unnamed officials, is also allowing political opportunists on the left to try to have a field day as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our government is a system of two main political parties, and we expect that when the party in power, which happens to be the Republicans, are in power, the Democrats are never going to say anything good about them, because why vote for me? And it happens the other way around, too. When the Democrats are in power, the Republicans aren't going to do this. But we've seen, if you look at any independent analysis of news media outlets, about 95% of all news stories are negative towards Donald Trump. You know, that same fact cannot be said about President Barack Obama. It was, you know, you didn't have that number of negative news stories. But I think at this stage of the game, most Americans understand that the news media has to be taken with a large grain of salt. You've got to do your independent thinking and your own research and look at other sources and come to your own conclusions.
Now, 20 Americans were killed in Afghanistan in 2019, but that obviously, with all the unrest over there, doesn't mean that bounties were being paid, right?
No. In fact, this president has shown a willingness to use lawful violence when Americans are at threat, or have been threatened, or there's a significant degree of danger to our soldiers. I mean, he killed Soleimani, who was threatening American lives. He also killed al-Baghdadi. He also used violence when he first came into office against the Syrian military base that was using gas on their own people. So this president is not, you know, someone that's going to allow Americans to be killed. And if there's any credibility to this issue that bounties are being paid, he would have reacted a long, long time ago, in my opinion.
The reports that, you know, Trump claims he's never briefed on the issue, but now the White House says he has been now. I would imagine that's probably true, that after this report, he got up to speed, and how the New York Times is really using unverified intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, what he was briefed with is that there was an unconfirmed rumor a long time ago. But again, the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, says that the rumor was not sufficient to brief the president, so he was not briefed previously. The Pentagon, again, has said that there's no credible evidence that the Russians are paying the Taliban to kill Americans. So this is, you know, a rumor, and the president doesn't get briefed on every rumor. If he did, he would never be out of the briefing room.
You're right about that. Hey, thanks for the insight this morning, and good visiting with you today. Thanks a lot.
Happy 4th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.